How cathartic was that?
I can't believe how much I needed to hear all of that.
I know.
Good reminder.
A great reminder that, you know, right now, I mean, it's just hard.
Honey, we've been through some stuff.
We've been through some stuff, and you know
what? It's been a while, and it's like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm like letting up, or I'm like just over it. And I needed to hear this woman today to smack me upside my head and get me back in the game.
Yeah, her pandemic plan. I love this. You guys will hear more about this, about the importance. You know, we all know about self-care, but she had some wonderful tips and reminders, because at the end of the day, you know, when it comes to eating better, when it comes to sleeping better, when it comes to
exercise, intimacy,
we kind of all know what we need to do, but we really all know that we just need a reminder. And Dr. Mimi Secor, she's a family nurse practitioner. What a wonderful, wonderful woman. And oh my God, her body be banging.
Unreal. I'm just going to say, I got so much hope from this. Yeah. And that's what was the most important.
Absolutely. So we hope you will enjoy this. And, you know, just keep in mind, everybody, we're going to get through this together.
I love that.
So thank you so much, Dr. Secor, for being on with us. You know, it's nice to have a nurse practitioner on. What has been your take with all of this COVID? How have you been handling it?
Oh man, I've had to ramp up my self-care. It's just kind of crazy out there.
Yeah.
I've had to limit my news consumption. I've had to really ramp up my exercise and just sleep, getting more sleep, setting an alarm for that. It's really been challenging.
Sleep right now for me is so tough. I was up this morning at 5 a.m. Because I can't sleep. And It's funny, just today, I'm like a diehard Andrew Cuomo tune in.
Too. I'm in love with him. I call him my president.
I'm like, I said to my husband, I'm like, do you think he's just like, can we just, what is the rules to get him on the ballot?
Because see him right on the ballot, right?
I think so.
Unreal.
But other than that, I've had to turn off the news too, because it's
too much. Even the evening talk, it's just overwhelming. I mean, we can't lose our hope. And if you consume too much of this information, you can really lose your hope.
And where are you right now?
Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Where on the Cape? Yeah. Where on the Cape?
Right at the canal. So near Plymouth.
Okay. So on the Cape Cod Canal is a little shack, so to speak, called a seafood shanty.
I love it.
Okay, so that's like, it's an amazing takeout. It's my favorite.
It is incredible.
Johnny Economides, who went to college with my dad. I'm a diehard, grew up on the Cape. My whole family's from the Cape. In the town of Barnesville.
Oh man, so do you know that Liam's is no longer at Nauset Beach?
No way.
Oh, it's so sad. I just went down there last weekend and they had to just take the shack down because of erosion. It's just so sad.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yummy shoestring onion rings. Woo!
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Oh,
they're gone.
Now I'm missing the Cape.
That's great, Ryan. Well, I love it. It's hard to have a bad day here when you're at the Cape.
I love that we're talking about shoestring onions, because we're going to get right into it. Dr. Secor, I brought you on because so many of us, we are now in the throes of summer. We weren't able to get to the gyms, even for places that are opening up. It's not the same. What can we do to drop the quarantine 15?
Well, you know, I came up with this jingle and it represents the word pandemic. And each letter in pandemic can be one of your self-care steps. And I even made a little necklace. How cool is that?
Are you going to sing the jingle for us?
I wish I could. In my dreams, I sing. I wish I could.
Okay.
So plan.
Well, these are all the pillars of self-care, and I can take you through those.
Yes, I would love that.
All right. So basically what everyone needs to think about is we are really not trained to ramp up our self-care when we're really stressed. In fact, the culture basically reinforces that we lose the wheels off our wagon, right? And we go directly to Ben and Jerry's and chocolate chip cookies and whatever it is. So you have to really develop a plan. And that's like my first step in pandemic. You have to have a plan and you have to have a program and you have to figure out how am I going to deal with this quarantine 15?
Right.
You have to ramp up your self-care, figure out what am I going to do for the week? What am I going to do for tomorrow? And maybe tomorrow I just plan to drink more water. I happen to match today. I don't usually match my water, but it can be very powerful.
Yeah.
I love it.
How many of you out there are starting your day with a large glass of water? Oh, good job, Ryan. Good job, Amber.
Yeah. I start my day with a large cup of coffee, not going to lie.
But... Oh, man. Well, my recommendation would be, I love coffee too, but I usually start with a large glass of water and then sip the coffee. Which okay. is really going to help you. And especially if you have any sleep issues, you can actually have your sleep disrupted 15 hours after your last caffeine. So that's something most people don't know. That's long time.
Amber, that might be the issue.
Well, I do drink 2 cups of coffee, generally at like 7, like right when I get up. I beeline to the coffee machine. And so no, I'm drinking them by 8 o'clock because I don't drink coffee in the afternoon ever because I know that. I know that it's like I will be up till, you know, Christmas.
The cows come home. So that's planning. Basically, planning is essential. If you fail to prepare, you're going to prepare to fail. And a lot of people, when they're home, they just feel like they're out of their routine, right? So that planning also is essentially creating a routine for yourself. And for so many people at home right now, they're in chaos. Even though it's been a few months now, it's still chaos. We're not going back to the way it was. And prior to this whole situation, people were eating out 50% of the time. And now they're not. What are they eating at home? How do you approach that whole situation at home with all those triggers in the cabinets and trigger people maybe that you're living with that kind of... Like my husband pulls out the Ben & Jerry's at night and sits right next to me chomping on it. And I'm like, eating my egg whites an hour before I go to sleep.
You're amazing right now.
Amazing.
Well, I'm trained. I'm very trained. And the good thing about training, good thing about healthy habits is they run themselves most of the time.
Okay.
However, it is more challenging when you have a lot more stress in your life. They don't run themselves as automatically as when stress is lower. So I've had to really be attentive to making sure my habits are working for me.
You know, and I think so many of us, you know, when this first started, thought there's no, 2 weeks, sure, 3 weeks, and then it was a month, and then it was 2 months. And now there are companies who are saying you can work home from home indefinitely.
Yeah, so, Twitter just said you can work at home.
Yep. So I feel like that is, you know, now people are really realizing, okay, this work from home, I've got to figure out how to make this work for my life without you know, letting it all go to.
And then some of us who can't work from home, who, I mean, yes, with the podcast, I can work from home, but on my true, I'm a hairstylist. It's not looking like I'm going back to work until maybe August in the thing.
Maybe.
So it's like, I'm with you. It's scary.
Our cheese has been moved so badly. I mean, it really has rocked our timbers. And that's why I'm just going to mention to your listeners that if you feel like you really are in need of help, get help. Healthy people get help. And that's one of my favorite phrases. And sometimes we just can't, you know, pull ourselves out of it and we need to get professional help. So you can start by just contacting your primary care provider and kind of go from there. And certainly if you're suicidal, you need to get help immediately. You need to call 911 and get help immediately. And I say this because we're in such a situation of stress. So those of us that already have pretty good healthy habits, we're stressed.
Yeah.
And those of us out there that have mental health problems anyway, maybe PTSD, depression, anxiety, that's all ramped up in this context, which is the other reason why I believe that if you can learn self-care habits and you can bring up the level of that self-care at the times of stress in your life, then you're not going to yo-yo as much. You're not going to have that quarantine 15.
So the first step being P, and one thing I do want to echo that you said was maybe plan for a week, but maybe just plan tomorrow.
Just plan for tomorrow.
And take it in small doses.
It's so much better to do something like, okay, I'm going to drink more water tomorrow.
Yeah, set a small goal
for tomorrow. That's my goal. That's it. And it will help with fatigue. It'll help you in every way. It will help with hunger. When we're hungry, guess what? Sometimes it's thirst. And so start with a big glass of water and then see how your hunger is.
Yeah.
You've eaten in the past 3 hours something that contains protein, a decent amount of protein. You should not be hungry for about 3 hours.
Right.
However, if you had rapidly acting, you know, junk carbs, you could be hungry in an hour. Absolutely.
Sure. You could be hungry like 5 minutes later for some more. Okay. Yeah, exactly. What's the A in our step?
Yeah, exactly. That A, accountability, means that we can't hold our own feet to the fire. We know what we should do, right? We all know what we should do, but it's almost impossible to really execute what we know we need to do without someone helping us. So I have a coach. I check in with my coach every single week. I recommend coaches to people. I recommend if you can't afford anything right now, connect with a friend who's like-minded, maybe not a loved one. My husband still eats Ben and Jerry's at night. So he's not my accountability partner. No way. But you know, you have to live and let live. If that's what he wants to do, honestly, I can't expect him to enjoy egg whites.
No.
At night. So I have someone I can check in with and someone that can help me execute my plan. Even 6 years down the road, being consistent 24/7, pretty much all the time, I still need that accountability.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we take on too much for ourselves. And I think women will tend to do that more than men, but I think men too.
Well,
we'll just rank on ourselves.
Yeah.
I think, you know, part of the reason we do this podcast is to help with that reminder. Cause we all know that we need to eat well. We all need to exercise. We all know we need to sleep, but it doesn't hurt to continue to hear that.
Absolutely not.
Hopefully we're somebody's accountability buddy out there. I mean, Ryan,
I tell you, we all need that. We need to create that for ourselves.
Yeah.
And I look forward to my connection with my coach every week. And if I'm really feeling like the wheels are starting to come off my wagon, I will reach out earlier and just make sure that I keep those wheels on my wagon.
Yeah. And there's so many talk therapy apps now too. So if you don't want to, it doesn't take a lot. There's a lot of resources out there. So.
And I love those apps. I love those apps. I have to tell you now, we're on to N, nighttime. Yeah. And it gets its own attention. Why? Is nighttime its own topic? Because we all sundown. What do we do at night? Maybe all day long drinking water, eating healthy, and then what happens when we're tired? It's like, I know there's something good in those cabinets out there in the kitchen. I know there's something good in that freezer. Didn't bother us all day long.
I'm like, booze, wine.
Uh-huh. Or booze, or wine.
Or wine, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. So I'm now
into Ben and Jerry's too.
Uh-huh. So you have to plan for nighttime. So I'll even now have my husband take the peanut butter and the nuts out of the house at night. Oh. I don't want to know where they are because I'll have a tendency to really overdo it at night.
Yeah.
That's so good. I love that.
I love it.
I'm like, honey, take them out. I don't want to know where they are.
Hide this from me. Uh-huh. It's like the equivalent of when you have like a cake or something and you have to put it in the trash, but then you have to cover it with soap because you know
something horrible because you might
you know that you're gonna open the trash. We all know we've done it out there. So
I call that sundowning when it's kind of like a concept borrowed from elder care. Elders can get a little crazy at night, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of lose their filter. And that can happen to us as well. So we need to appreciate that we're human and that we can really wear out by the end of the day. And we want cheesecake and Ben and Jerry's and chips. And
lately, so I don't do that. I just go to sleep.
Really?
It's like, yes. It's like almost like just don't. It's my way out. Just go to bed.
Well, Ryan, that's a great suggestion. In fact, it's a great suggestion. So another approach to evening is setting your timer an hour before you want to go to sleep and really working on your sleep hygiene.
Yeah.
And that might be going to bed earlier than you are in the habit of. So that's really important suggestion, Ryan.
You know, it's also, I had a friend once who liked a show. I can't remember which one it was, but when I asked her why, she said, it was my best friend, Vicky, she's going to listen to this. She said they don't play food commercials during it, right? Which you, when you started, I never really was aware of how powerful that is at night when you're watching a lot of the shows geared towards women, how much food they put in there. And then you're like, oh, I'm hungry. I was on a podcast recently talking about that show Salt, Fat, Acid.
Yeah, yeah.
That one. And we were watching the fat episode and I was like, I need cheese. And I ran right over at like 9 o'clock and had a piece of cheese. No bueno.
Yep.
Did you weigh it so you knew how much you were having?
There was no time. By the time I cut it, it was going right in my mouth.
Uh-oh.
I was going to go back for another one and I will give it to my husband. He never would ever shame me, but he was like, you sure you really want that right now?
Oh, wow. That was very loving the way he said that.
Oh, he is very loving.
Wow.
Insanely loving.
He was
that's
like,
impressive.
Don't do that, babe. It's like 11 o'clock at night. You don't need more cheese.
Exactly.
Aww, right. Love Tom.
But okay. That's the problem with nighttime.
Yes.
And then just the importance of sleep. We adults are supposed to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep at night. And that will set you up for having much more self-control, discipline, and ability to stick with healthy habits and healthy intentions if you get enough sleep. If you don't, man, oh man, it can be rough.
What are your thoughts on things like melatonin?
I don't think we have great research on melatonin yet. I think sleep hygiene probably has melatonin beat. We don't know exactly how much we should take. We don't really know that it helps everyone.
Right.
So I'm much more of a fan of sleep hygiene and just how we operate during the day to set ourselves up for success at night, including turning all screens off an hour before we want to go to sleep. All screens.
Very good.
Yeah. Who does that?
You can't go
from watching an agitated news program for an hour and then go right to sleep. It's impossible. You can't watch Rachel Maddow and then go right to sleep. No way.
No.
Okay.
Impossible. I love that.
Okay.
I've been turning off screens and listening to music.
Beautiful. Or an app. An app is wonderful. Classical music's fantastic. Any of the apps that are out there now, Calm you can get for
Calm
free right now.
Has bedtime stories.
Beautiful bedtime story.
Narrated by Matthew McConaughey.
I love that. My daughter listens to him every night to go to sleep.
I'm afraid he'll
wake me up.
He would wake me up in a different way.
Exactly.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, yeah. I would be so hot under the collar. I'd be up till midnight.
His voice is like butter, though.
I agree.
His voice is so good.
Woo-wee. Mm-hmm. So bedtime stories are a great idea.
Yeah.
So D is for diet, right? I hate that word. It's die with a T on the end, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
It's like the most devilish word, but at least it helps us remember nutrition.
I just got that it's die with a T on the end.
I just don't use the word. I admonish people that do use the word. How about an eating plan? Just an eating plan.
Yeah.
So, and I really encourage people, especially these days, to just focus more on protein, lean protein, green vegetables, and more complex carbs, although you got to be careful with the amount of complex carbs you eat.
Yep.
You can't load them up. And the same with healthy fats. Yeah. I mean, healthy fats, just a little goes a long way.
You gotta be
very careful with quantity. But I do think basic Mediterranean diet is a great way to go for people.
Yeah. Especially this time of year, it's so easy.
It's so easy. Right.
Yeah.
It's
eat
just
fresh.
Americans don't have quantity. They don't have quantity figured out in their minds.
We don't. We just did an interview with a woman who has started this healthy, she also hates the word diet, but she started this healthy eating plan. So it's meal delivery.
Oh, great.
And a big thing is that it's teaching people not only what to eat, but also how much.
Beautiful.
I was told everything can be like the size of your fist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Each portion.
Yeah. Smaller fist on the carbs.
On the carbs, correct.
Much smaller fist on the fats. Basically, if you're into nuts, you can have 2 handfuls of nuts a day. And that's going to meet your needs for healthy fats for the entire day. And it's
are we talking like this kind of handful or like this kind of handful?
It's a little handful, what you can hold in your hand. in your closed hand upside down, not in your hands like this.
I feel like
those little packets, though, that they're like 99 cents and they're at the register and they're
perfect.
Pre-portioned things are good. Yeah.
They're beautiful. Honestly, if women especially focused more on protein every 3 hours, they wouldn't be as hungry. They wouldn't be craving the carbs. They wouldn't want to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a donut or a muffin if they aren't hungry. I even prefer, although I don't like processed foods, prefer protein bars just to have on the go to keep you from going to Dunkin' Donuts for a muffin or a donut. I really do think people should have something in their purses.
Do you have a few of your favorite protein snacks that you can share with us?
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned egg whites, but I don't know how many people honestly at night are going to go in and whip up egg whites. Are there other fast things that we can eat that are like better choices?
Well, certainly I love Faye yogurt.
I
like 0% fat Faye yogurt, and it almost has no carbs in it. And it's like, to me, mousse. It has such a beautiful texture to it. Now, you know, some of your listeners might want actually some extra calories and carbs in some of the flavored types, but I just love plain now. I'm like addicted to it. And all the bowl of that has 25 grams of protein in it.
Yeah.
I do the 5% fat because I find that for me, the fat makes me feel full.
Well, it does. It does. Actually, a little bit of fat is very satisfying. Yeah. Yep. And a lot of people may not be eating too many carbs. You know, there's this whole keto thing going on out there.
Yeah.
And you have to have some energy source. So if you keep your carbs really low, you've got to have some fats. So not a bad plan, Amber.
Okay. So after dying with the tea, what do we got?
Exercise. We have exercise.
Yeah.
And I don't even like this word, really, for people that are struggling with exercise. I prefer, but it goes with the mnemonic of pandemic.
Right.
I like people to think more about movement. Any kind of movement.
Just move.
Get out of your chair every 45 minutes to an hour. Every 45 minutes, I believe, is a good pattern. Get up, do something. Hula hoop, jump rope, plank, stretch, anything. Drink some water. Get some healthy snack.
Yeah.
Like some of that Greek yogurt. And then sit back down in the chair.
I'm impressed with there's desks now that raise, and you can do like a little, and they have these like treadmills under
the desk. Yeah, I love that.
I'm forward to seeing that.
My husband's office put those in, and thought they were going to be huge, and everybody used them like hot desks for like a month. And he said, now nobody does because realistically, like who wants to be standing when they do work? On the exercise tip though, and I'm glad that we have you. You know, there's been so much controversy in New York City. I started running. And because of there's so many people out, you run with a mask on. What is your thoughts on, like, do you run with the mask? Do you not run with the mask? Is it dangerous to be exercising outside?
Here's the situation. If you're passing people and it's under 6 feet, you need to have the mask on.
Right.
If you're past 6 feet, you probably don't. Although there's this whole sense of just feeling like we're protecting each other when you pass people and they are wearing masks. So I think that is really helpful for people that are very anxious about how communicable this is. And it is very contagious. But the bigger worry we have, absolutely, is when people are in closed space for 15 minutes or longer.
Okay.
So that is the biggest concern because the greatest risk of transmission is happening then.
I love that you just said that. Now, what if you're a runner and you run every day and you don't have that, you don't have a mask and you're using other things, meaning handkerchiefs or cotton, what are the famous dish rags that like people that they're almost like a flower sack bags or like a beautiful cotton.
People are using all kinds of things.
All types of things.
Basically, it's slowing the airflow down. So it can't propel out as much. So pretty much anything except a real loose weave. You know, some people are wearing these neck warmers, tubular neck warmers. They're very loose weave. You want something that's a tight weave. It fits pretty well around your face, but if it's too close to your face, you cannot exercise with it on because you'll asphyxiate yourself.
How dangerous is it? I've had some friends ask me to be wearing the mask for you, right? Because you're breathing in essentially your own carbon dioxide.
Right.
Is that something we should be concerned about?
I think you might if you're really exercising very hard.
Okay.
If you have that 6 feet of social distance, honestly, I would pull it down. Yeah. I cannot bicycle with a mask on because I'm really pedaling like a crazy woman.
Yeah.
I can't really work out and lift weights if I have a mask on because it's just too hard for me.
Yeah.
I happen to have access to a home gym, so I've been really, really lucky during this to be able to work out. I don't even post on social media because I'm afraid people get so mad at me. It's a teeny tiny little home gym, but it has what I need.
Well, there's so many apps right now. Let me tell you that I would never work at home, out at home, because I live in New York City. There's so many cool gyms and classes, and I don't know that I'm going back anymore because I realize I can do yoga here. I can do a little bit of weightlifting. I'm not jumping around and doing a lot of aerobics. I go outside for that, but yoga at home, like you just need the size of your mat.
Space. Yeah, yoga is fantastic.
Yeah.
There's so much you can do online now. It's mind boggling. I don't even feel compelled to show my the exercises I do because there are so many wonderful exercises online.
Yeah.
All right. So what is our M? We're up to exercise M.
This is the make or break. This is the make or break letter mindset.
Yeah.
Why is that so important? Obviously, if we don't think positively about ourselves, if we don't speak positively to ourselves about who we are, if we always just bully ourselves and say, you can't do this, you're a failure. Look what you did last night. You ate Ben and Jerry's. There are so many, especially women. I don't know if men are so involved in this self-bullying, but it is just dreadful. So,
I can guarantee you the gays are, but okay.
All right. Well, it's unfortunate. So we have to learn how to literally love ourselves. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is to take a little sticky note and write on that sticky note something positive, like I am beautiful just the way I am. I am successful. I am whatever it is. I'm worthy. And honestly, say it into the mirror at least twice a day. We do this with our online students, and it can be very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful. It's a habit like anything else. You don't just suddenly turn your mind into a positive machine. You do it through practice like anything else. And it honestly is the reason why people can't maintain their long-term changes, because they still internally have these messages that they're telling themselves. Negative.
I heard once too, superhero pose. There was a study that found if you stand seriously in some sort of a proud pose before you need to do something, you are actually more successful at it. There's something about the mind, body, and convincing yourself, like I am a superhero, that it is proven that you will succeed more on an upcoming task. You will feel better, raises serotonin levels. So
I am my own superhero. Yes. Absolutely.
And it's so funny. I did this with my children. I did the superhero pose with daily affirmation.
Oh, good.
Through like between 2 and 3 and somewhat of 4, just to build that confidence. But truly, the one who probably needed the most was myself.
Yep.
But as a dad being suggested to do that with my children and saying it, it was absolutely as beneficial teaching through the kids. And I remember it like yesterday.
It's very powerful.
It is insanely powerful. And
energy flows, right? Where your mind goes, energy flows. We're all just our thoughts. That's what we are. So why not train our minds and our brains to think positively about ourselves and about the world?
I love that. All right. What are we up to?
I love this one.
Ice cream? No.
Intimacy.
Next best thing.
Intimacy.
Next best thing.
What is that? Why is that so important? Guess what happens when we're stressed? We're not in the mood, right? Our libido takes a very bad hit. When we really need that connection, even hugging without total intimacy is helpful because it produces a hormone called oxytocin. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
It's produced when mothers breastfeed
their babies. Yeah.
It also is produced when we're physically connected. And so that's something you have to be intentional about, because when you're bummed out about this whole coronavirus situation, losing your job, disconnected from your families, it can be really hard. You have to almost make this plan to hug. My husband and I have a rule. We hug every morning and every night. And then that keeps us connected. We don't feel so disconnected. Now, sometimes he's not in the mood or I'm not in the mood, but we do it.
Tom, my husband calls it first hugs.
Great.
He's like, did I get that? And sometimes back in the day when I would go into an office and we would come home, he'd be like, did I get my first hugs today? It's important. And on that note, you know what? Right now, we've heard so much thanks for medical professionals. Thanks to all of the people who are keeping this world going, the first responders, doormen, whatever. Also, thank you to all of the brothers and sisters and family members and boyfriends and husbands and lovers and girlfriends for being our support systems.
Yes.
Because
any way
we've
been able to do that.
Yeah.
My biggest highlight of the day is when we get our daughter on the telephone. She lives in Las Vegas and she FaceTimes us as much as possible, at least a little bit on the fly every day. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
I was flying to see her when everybody was kind of grounded and quarantined. I was on my way to see her and it didn't happen. So it's been 6 months-ish now, but I'm used to seeing her more regularly.
Yeah.
We teach together. Coach Kat and Dr. Mimi is our business and we teach together. So we see each other on Zoom calls quite a bit.
Oh, nice.
Which is good, but you know what? There's nothing like the real thing.
No, we make believe hug. You know, we do this on Zoom and we do this on Zoom, but it's not like the real thing. Nope. We have one more.
Cortisol.
What do you think about cortisol?
Stress.
Cortisol and stress. Exactly. Cortisol and stress. So the whole idea behind cortisol and stress is to lower our stress levels in order to lower our cortisol levels. And if all you can do is take a few deep breaths, I always teach my students this. If you're breathing, you're breathing anyway. It's not like an additional thing you have to do. You have to breathe anyway. So if you can just take a breath in on the count of three, hold it. 2, 3, exhale, 2, 3, do that 3 times, you've lowered your cortisol levels. So inhale, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3, exhale, 2, 3. It's so easy, but it's so important. And I always count when I do it. I have learned to meditate as part of my stretching program after I exercise. And how I meditate is I count my breathing because I can't let thoughts in, right? When you're counting, you cannot let thoughts in. So for those of you that are busy bees, your minds are busy all the time. I know both of you are busy. That's a really great way to train your brain. Just train it.
I've tried. Ryan, do you meditate?
I do.
Good for you.
Do you meditate, Ryan?
I do. I'm up to like 9 to 12 minutes without thoughts coming in.
Great.
It's something that I picked up in the beginning when this hit.
That's amazing.
I knew right away.
Are you able to?
No, hell no. I do yoga, which is but when I sit down to meditate for me, I I've taken guided meditation classes. I've tried the apps. I can't. It's like immediately, they're like all the little men on the bicycle are like,
Have you tried counting your breaths?
Yes. And
inhale, 2, 3, hold, 2, 3, exhale.
It's not my thing, but yoga is, and I do believe in the breathing is my thing.
It's very important. So
very important.
Cortisol is a killer. It's a lethal killer.
Yeah.
If it's constant. So the idea is to pulse it. The same reason we want to minimize the news is the same reason we don't want to just study, work at our desk, work, and not take a break.
Right.
Working for 45 minutes, take 15 minutes to yourself for self-care and then get back in the saddle, so to speak, is really going to serve you, all of you much better.
Cortisol has also been linked to weight gain, right? So that's part of the reason that we're not dropping that quarantine 15.
Absolutely. So better sleep helps with that. But basically the problem is when cortisol levels are high, you're going to store more fat with the same number of calories. So you really have to respect cortisol. You just cannot be flat out stressed all the time, nor is that any good for you in any way for your body, mind, or spirit. So We all need to step up our self-care.
Yes, we do. I so needed to hear so much of what you said today. I can't.
Well, great, Ryan. I'm so thrilled. I'm thrilled.
Dr. Secor, thank you. If people want to hear more about you, if they want to take your classes, how can we find you?
Well, I have not great handwriting, but I did write this out. This is my daughter's and my website, CoachCatAndDrMimi.com. We also have a very active Facebook group by the same name. Great. And you can also go online and get my book, Debut a New You. Transforming Your Life.
I know.
I was 62 here, now I'm 65, and I think I'm actually more muscular now.
I mean, damn. Damn.
I love it. Good for you.
Thank you so much.
But half of this book is on mindset. And the other pieces are what we talked about in the pandemic discussion. Right. Basically, all the pieces we talked about are in more expanded form. And I'll have it in Audible very soon.
Oh, nice.
It'll be finished being recorded probably by Monday.
That's the other thing we started doing, Audible at night, books to go to sleep. So
I love that. I think it's wonderful. It's not as stressful as reading a book.
No.
It's a little more relaxing. You're at risk of falling asleep, though, especially to Matthew McConaughey.
So good. He's so good. Thank God, Matthew McConaughey. Thank God.
I'm just thrilled that you brought this really important topic of pandemic stress and pandemic self-care and the quarantine 15 to discussion with your listeners. I really, really appreciate it.
Really. Thank you so much again. And if anybody has questions you want us to pass on to Dr. Secor, let us know.
Yes, absolutely.
Email us at hello@artbeautypodcast. You can always find us on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast.
Yeah, thank you, Amber. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you so much.
Take care of yourselves.
You as well. Too. See you next Tuesday.